brands are still growing to a degree through what we do, which to me proves that bad advertising clearly works. But how much more can we do for our clients' money if you're given the cost of media? I mean, a television commercial, 60 seconds on a carte blanche, will cost you 440,000 rand for one flighting. And I'm not saying it's not important to use social platforms and digital. I mean, digital is a massive part of our lives. I mean, it's not. I'm not talking in excluding that. But while we have different principles to those platforms, I don't understand. The fact that we feel we have to create new content every single day, all the time, it just doesn't make sense to my mind.
How does marketing continue to shift business, influence culture, and grow brands? To get insights on these and many other questions, we had the privilege of attending the IMC conference, which was themed Marketing is Business. In this IMC conference series, we spoke to creative industry thought leaders where we asked them some of the most pressing business questions. For actionable insights which can shift your brand communication, stay tuned.
Welcome once again to our Insights Conversations here at the IMC Conference. And now we have the privilege of having Dr. Pepe Maree on the gold seat of Insights, as he put it, the co-founder and Group Chief Creative Officer of Joe Public. Pepe, thanks so much for making time between the talks. You were saying you find them all very compelling, so for you to get out and come sit here with us is a huge privilege.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
When we spoke, I think it was about 2 years ago, when we spoke on the Lead Creative, and one of the things you said was that 99% of the creative work that's out there isn't adding value to the space that it occupies. And incidentally, I don't know whether that's related or not, but incidentally, in 2023 and 2024, 2 years thereafter, South Africa hasn't been performing well on the international stage on platforms like Cannes, DNAD and other international platforms, even in South Africa, actually last year at the Lurie's. What does this say about the state of the industry and the work that we're putting out there?
So let's first make it not just a South African issue. 2 years ago, research out of London, System One Research House, they released a statistic that 93% of the $750 billion of advertising is not effective. So my assumption, which was a thumbsuck, well, it was more about what I see around me. Of 99, maybe it's 98%, who knows, but it's definitely not what it should be. So there seems to be a global phenomenon, and then I'll bring it back to South Africa. So there seems to be a global phenomenon. I think it is this over-indexing on this golden age of digitization. And we're forgetting about brand, for sure we are. But if I then take it and I localize it, I think what's happening in our industry for sure, I mean, I've just walked out of SA Breweries doing their presentation, and I know that those brands are driving creativity and yielding results through sales.
Yeah.
We're at the Nedbank sales conference. We can see in the market that Nedbank is driving a high element of creativity through their communication. But I do think that we are in a state of, if I look at it as an industry, we are in a state of crisis.
Yeah.
I believe, I don't want to not look at the good things that's happening, but there's not enough of it. Sir John Hegarty, the founder of Bartle Bogle Hegarty at Cannes 2 years ago, said it's like making brake pads and 98% of your brake pads don't stop cars. And you just have to drive around and look at all the communication and ask yourself, is that really creating the impact that you should be doing, given the media spend?
Is there a lot of it? Is there too much work out there? Or are the numbers also of the work that we need to be creating now a lot more than, I suppose, it should be?
I'm going to take the next year. I've been promising to do it for quite a while. And let me again just preface it by saying I'm not negative.
Sure.
I'm not negative. Brands are still growing to a degree through what we do, which to me proves that bad advertising clearly works. But how much more can we do for our clients' money if you're given the cost of media?
Yeah.
I mean, a television commercial, 60 seconds on a carte blanche, will cost you 440,000 rand for one flighting. If you fill that 60 seconds with a piece of work that can truly resonate with the consumer, you exponentially add value to that media money. And I don't see enough of that. And you can go on any platform, any social platform, you can go on any channel, you can listen to any radio channel, and you will not find much work to talk about.
I mean, it's not the same research, I think, with that System 1 release, but I think Mark Whitson was talking about some System 1 research, and I'm not quoting him verbatim, but he was saying something along the lines that sometimes if you do really create work that is distinctive, that is strong, that is memorable, you are able to create work that you can flight for the next 6, 12, 24 months rather than work that you flight for 3 or 6 months or a year, for that matter. Are brands changing their views slightly in terms of how long a piece of work needs to be out there?
Not yet. I actually was in a meeting with Mark Ritson in one of his presentations, but a very intimate one. Very grateful for it because of our partnership with SA Breweries. And he said exactly that. He actually wrapped us all on the knuckles, myself included, that we tend to make too much new work too often, and that work will actually become more effective over time.
Yeah.
So that was quite a highlight, whether that's going to change us. Because this narrative about the caliber of our work, it's been around now for 20 years, and I'm not seeing a change. So it's almost like there's a lack of consciousness in terms of the understanding of the wastage. There is truly huge wastage across all our brands. I mean, I look at, for instance, the obsession, and I'm not saying it's not important to use social platforms and digital. I mean, digital is a massive part of our lives. I mean, it's not. I'm not talking in excluding that. But while we have different principles to those platforms, I don't understand. The fact that we feel we have to create new content every single day, all the time, it just doesn't make sense to my mind. You know, tomorrow I will not remember what you're wearing yet.
Yes.
I will think about our conversation, but I will not. Now I know black shirt, cream pants, black and white shoes, I will not remember it tomorrow. So what is this obsession that we have to create a new piece of content because we think the consumer is going to remember that they saw us today?
Yeah.
And because of that, we are probably spending, and again, it's not a verified fact, but 80% of our time on 10% of the media spend, leaving no time to really put thinking behind where we spend our money, which is media.
You touched on it a bit. Why is it that now that we have so much more consumer data than we've ever had, we've got better technology than we've ever had, the quality of the work seems to be getting worse or isn't getting better given all this data that we have? I would think it should be getting better.
I think we're time starved if I have to look for excuse for the quality of the work, because the work is definitely not at the standard it should be. I mean, I look at our best work as Joe Public. Our best work is really good work, and I'm very proud of it. But it probably makes up 5% of what we do. You know, and I think the 95% that we spend our time on, I always say we are trapped in this, in the busyness. We're not in the business of advertising anymore. We're in the busyness of advertising. I think we're time-starved. I think we've got the talent. I know we've got the talent. I think we've got the opportunity to be one of the most creative nations in the world, but we don't have time to think. And it's because we are literally executing up to 300-400 assets per month per client.
Yeah. Are we pushing back enough on clients as agencies, or are we also part of the problem?
No, I think we're part of the problem. You always have to look at yourself first.
Yes.
I think this narrative of blaming any client, that's not taking ownership. It definitely starts with us. And I don't think we have enough of a push to do what's right. Yeah. I mean, I remember one of our biggest clients used to do 142 campaigns per year. Imagine that, one every second day. The new marketer that came in was an actuary, and he did the calculations and he said, this does not make sense, that we're creating this tsunami of churn and we're not seeing sales. And overnight, he insisted that we cut down to 79 And I remember the number, 142 to 79. And we instantly, within 6 months, that brand started to grow. So we doubled our output in terms of quality.
Yes.
We had double the time to think, and because of that, created a higher level of communication that communicated better. Mm. And he literally changed the sales trajectory of the business. And I just don't understand why there's not more of a drive to do less better.
Mm. I think, don't you think that maybe there aren't enough examples of that out there?
I don't know. I mean, this conversation I've been having ongoing for years. Mm. Cannes is like the advertising mecca of the world.
Yeah.
On the stage there, the same conversation is being held, but we don't implement the knowledge.
Mm.
If I had a magic wand, that's the one thing I will change. Because I find it, I really have an issue with the wastage of money in a country where so many people can't eat.
Mm.
So yes, at the top end, the top 2% is probably really good. But that's not always the work that gets backed by proper media money. And that's another big issue that we have to start looking at as an industry. You look at the Lurie's, you go, wow, look at the caliber of the work. Go and look how much media money backs that work. The only brands that I can think of that probably back that caliber of work, it can't be more than five brands out of all our brands.
Sure. Yeah, that's quite the challenge, I think. I mean, that the agency is, that rather the industry is faced with, not just agency. So marketers are under pressure, though, as we know, to deliver far more with a lot less, and a lot more communication with a lot less budget, and so are agencies. Why is it that this short-term approach remains so attractive when, as you've said for the past couple of minutes that we've been talking, that the long-term is what builds brand and is what keeps you relevant? Why is it that even the brands with heritage, with legacy, fall for this short-term approach because there are new entrants in the market who seem to be...
I don't know. I don't have the answer. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm not also... Remember, 30 years ago, because I've been in this industry now 33 years.
Yeah.
And 30 years ago, it was quite clear. Well, not quite. That was the rule. You put 40% of your spend into brand, and you put 60% into short. So 40 into long term, 60 into short term. Because obviously you have to stimulate sales.
Yes.
So I'm not going, oh, it must be 100%. No. But at the moment, we are literally 98% short-termism.
Right.
If I just have to look at the assets we create, that's why I went 1% 99 and 1% 2% brand. Now, I haven't done the exercise of putting, like, where does the media money really go? And maybe the media money actually factually goes beyond 10%. But the time and the effort to make all the communication, to make all the assets, is definitely going beyond 99% of short-termism.
Yeah.
And now you look at a brand like Dove, and you look what anyone speaks of when they think of a brand for 24 years saying the same thing every single time with a different market insight, different zeitgeist, and look at what that brand has done and the stature of that brand today through keeping things relatively simple. So I suppose... It will be wonder, and that's the narrative on the stage today. Yeah. Everyone's speaking about impact, bravery, big thinking. How many, and I can promise you, everyone's going to leave very inspired.
Mm.
But within a week or two, you're back into the old habits. So that's what I try and solve with no negativity, with no sort of, oh, life is great. The opportunity to get it better is what I exist for.
Mm-hmm.
If I can make a 1% incremental improvement in our output per year, it gives me enough purpose to do what we do. So we're on a mission because we own this process, and we are slowly but surely improving ourselves as an agency.
So just to switch a little bit, because we've spoken about the industry as a whole, we've spoken about what's causing this and what the research says. The part that I want to switch to is this space of partnerships, because it's the partnerships behind the scenes that make the work work, right? And it's these long-standing agency brand partnerships really create great work, and over time create better and better work.
Yeah.
as you have with Chicken Licken, as you have with NetBank.
Yeah.
So how do we foster this level of trust and consistency in an industry that is sometimes obsessed with changing agencies every so often?
Oh, tough question, eh? I mean, I was sitting now, I just WhatsApped my creative leadership team after watching Vaughan's presentation and his narrative and what he's saying. And I feel we can do so much more for that brand.
Yes.
And I look at our delivery on NetBank, and I think we can do so much more for that brand. I think great partnerships, and I know for a fact that our best work that we do as an agency is done because of our clients.
Yeah.
It's the clients who trust us. It's the clients who actually gives us freedom.
Yeah.
We do the best work for them. But I think those partnerships are nurtured when you really look at yourself and you're willing to improve.
Yes.
So we try and retain a culture where we have a high level of humility and gratitude to be able to work on these brands. And I think our clients feel that. Like, that's why I can say we're doing good work, but we're far from doing great work for our brands, even on Chicken Licken.
Yes.
Definitely not on breweries. We're now, for the first time, starting to show up on their big brands that they put under our, or they entrust us with. And NetBank's also been a journey. And I think being together on that journey creates partnership.
Yeah.
We can actually be honest and saying, cool, guys, we did good, but we must, we not even, we can do better for this brand.
And I think because that, I mean, that partnership also means that you've seen, you've been with the client in both good and bad times in the economy, good and bad times for the clients, and you kind of understand them through and through. But it's difficult to build without that experience, but that experience needs to be there for you to create the better work.
Because it's not always easy too, because there's procurement in businesses now, and they're mandated also to go through these processes. So we've just been extremely blessed, and we don't take it lightly. Honestly, we don't. And I don't know how to solve these. Because definitely over time, the longer you work on the brand, the more you understand the brand. Of course, as long as you stand very strong against complacency, because you can very quickly become complacent.
Yes.
That's why breweries' approach of measuring work is a fantastic principle. Because then at any given time, you know where you are at.
Yes.
Because we tend to lie to ourselves. Mm. We don't know where we're at. We over assume where we're at.
Yeah.
But when you measure work, you know exactly where you're at. Mm. And then you can improve year on year because you've got a data point. That's why as an agency, we really obsess over measurement.
So there are conversations around brands cutting agency fees because of over-reliance or use of technology, especially in the advent of AI. There has been a lot of talk around that, which leads to agencies losing the talent that makes this really quality work possible. Why is it vital to balance this efficiency which technology gives with the growth of agencies, for both brands and agencies, because they kind of grow together or we grow together? Why is it vital to foster this growth even with technology?
So now, well, This I'm at the minute, I'm in the middle of writing my third book, and I'm absolutely insistent that if I don't do my own writing, I will over time lose my writing skill. But I am using AI to make sure that I don't say I is what I is, you know, because I'm Afrikaans, you know, it's my second language, and I'm having this incredible experience using AI.
Yes.
To guide me towards maybe minor structure changes or proper grammatical use or when to use do and does and, you know, all these things. So there's this incredible tool that we can use to assist us in our output. But it has to go towards, there must be some purpose behind it. Like, what's the end goal? Is it just there that we're going to churn more at a lower cost? Is that really how we're going to connect with the consumer? So the way I see automation, AI, all the things we're starting to implement in our businesses, it's going to assist us to take care of all the time we spend on the things that don't matter.
Right.
So it's going to take care of a lot of menial tasks. You are always going to need the always on, and you're always going to need some form of presence, but we're going to use automation AI to do that. And through doing that, build the capacity to put our minds to where it matters,
yes.
Which is creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Conceptual,
yeah.
Emotional, connecting creativity. You ask an AI what a tear is, it's going to tell you it's like water mixed with this, mixed with that, mixed
yeah.
with that. I'm paraphrasing now a presentation by the CMO of Apple, but the human will always go, it's heartbreak or childbirth. Or
yes.
You know, so we've got this innate human intelligence to communicate with.
Mm.
We're not tapping into that enough.
Yeah.
Because we use all our time to do little things that no one even sees.
In fact, I feel like we've gone back full circle, because when we first started, you mentioned that we are time-starved. And with AI, we are able to buy back that time so that we're able to think better and produce 100%. Better quality work.
And that must be exciting. Mm. So that's why I'm always so conscious that when we have these conversations, I'm not a naysayer or a doom prophet or anything. But if you don't, there's this beautiful model about human progression that speaks to, you have to first become conscious of your incompetence before you can grow.
Yes.
So if we continue to pretend that what we do is adding value to the level that we should, not just as agencies, because a lot of agencies are also not adding the value they should because of their clients.
Yes.
But collectively as a community that is entrusted with the second biggest line item on your business expenditure, second to probably only your salary overhead. I mean, marketing in South Africa is roughly 70 billion rand, must be more already. We're entrusted with that amount of money and we're not taking it seriously. So that's where I come from, because that gives me excitement, because there's room for growth, there's room for improvement. So I just don't want to sound like I'm a... But you have to become conscious that as an industry, there's a high level of incompetence in what we put out.
Yeah.
And I can substantiate that, because if you drive back to wherever you live from here today, and you look at every single outdoor, and your radio's on, you listen to every single piece of content or radio commercial communication for brands, you switch on your television, you look at any piece of work that's on air, just another piece of wallpaper, move on.
Yes.
And that's because we haven't built the memory structure that these things should entertain and excite.
Mm.
So we need to become conscious of that level of incompetence before we can even move forward.
Pepe, we asked our guests to leave a question for our next guest, and one of our previous guests was the CMO of Investec, AB Mokhwatsane, and the question he left was, how often do you look at the core of your brand and assess whether or not you are effectively amplifying that core through everything that you do? When was the last time you really had a deep dive of that core and looked at how successfully or consistently you're applying it across the business?
It's a dual question, because now we've got our own brand, Joe Public, which has got a very, very, very clear core, which is another thing I really believe in, which I don't think we tap in enough, is defining brands. That's what Al Rees, the seminal writer on communication strategy, said, define your brand by one word.
Yeah.
We look at the core of our brand daily and see how we can improve on that core as a Joe Public brand. Whether we do that for all our brands, I think we've just found the core of one of our SA Breweries brands recently, and it's already making a big difference. I think this idea of really sticking to your core, something that KitKat has done for 60 years.
Yes, have a break. We all know
nothing
it.
Nothing else. You all know it. So then use that core, something like Dove does, something like Marmite does. Can't think much more than those three, top of mind. So do we do it enough for our brands? I would say often in the absence of having the core defined, we don't do it enough. But when there is a strong core, like there is with Castle Milk Stout,
yes,
like there now is with Flying Fish, like there is with Nedbank See Money Differently,
yes,
I do think we're more and more tapping into that core, because that's actually where you get the heart of ideas. And when you come up with ideas, then you know they're relevant to the brand, because they're coming from the core of the brand.
This is true. And now lastly, you get to leave a question for our next guest. So we ask our guest to leave a question for our next guest. which is about anything in relation to creativity, marketing, the industry, where the industry is going, or even life. Sometimes you get some life questions which are interesting, but you get to ask.
I'll build on the previous guest's question because I'm really fascinated by this insight that only Woolworths and Volvo have done such a good job of their core one word that if you ask consumers, consumers actually know exactly what it is. So Woolworths, out of 1,500 consumers last year, 73% could say that's the one word they stand for. Mm. So my question to the next person would be, are you clear on the one word that your brand stands for? And do you believe that your consumer would be able to play that word back? Because I think if you can do that through marketing, then you've done a good job.
Amazing question. Pepe, thank you so much.
Cool, man. Thanks, Mangezi.
Really appreciate all the work that you're putting into the industry, all the writing and all the knowledge that you are constantly sharing. And this was definitely one of those moments for me, and I'm sure it will be for our viewers and listeners as well.
Thanks, Mangezi. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
To see you again.
Thank you.
Good brother.